Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for February 28th, 2024. I am your host, Daryl Perry, and we are talking about why you should embrace who you are as you are today. This is my underlining message, really, for all of the stuff that I put out. So whether you're consuming my content on social media, stuff that's under my name, stuff that's out there for your level of fitness, taking part in the YLF 365 challenge, everything is designed to get you to embrace who you are as you are. And really what this is looking at everything that has gotten you to where you are at this point in life. It was all like, it was in order for you to be the person that you are today, all of that stuff had to happen. All of those choices had to be made the way that they were. Were there decisions and choices made against you that should have never been made? And absolutely. And is there a sliding scale on the severity of decisions that have been made or things that have happened to you that altered the course of your life? Absolutely. The thing is, and this is me speaking at a big, broad, sweeping thing, making a big, broad statement here. You are where you are. And your life is what it is. And if you're able to look back at everything and say, this happened. Now, a lot of times when things happen, either people or we ourselves will put labels on who we are and what type of person we are, what we go after in life, like just all kinds of things. Embracing who you are as you are means you're like, okay, to this point, I've had these labels on me. This was put on by me. This was put on by somebody else. And it's a thing where you decide moving forward what's going to happen. And if you're able to do that, then you're going to be able to take a look at all the stuff that's happened, take ownership of your life, and then from this point decide who you're going to be, what you're going to accomplish, what you're going to go after, all of it. It all is up to you from this point on. And I say that I wanted to make a big sweeping statement before, because at the macro level, regardless of how awful things that have happened to you actually are, we have to take ownership of our life. Now, an individual conversation, I know there are things that have happened to each and every person that if you sit down and you and I are having a one-on-one chat, you're like, man, this is what happened. This is how it all went down. This is what it led to. This is why I feel it happened to me. This is why I made the choice that I did. I can sit there and look at it and say, and feel for you and understand. Because when it's at the individual level, like you feel for people, you empathize with them, especially like you'll be like, oh man, you know, you'll think in your head of some time where maybe you went through something similar. And then from that point, you're going to have to be the one that reconciles all the stuff that happened to you. Are you going to have to do it alone? No. That's where therapy and counseling really helps. But I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's happened that we don't see for ourselves, or we don't want to see for ourselves. Like, we protect ourselves. So when I say that you're going to have to work through it, it doesn't mean that you're going to have to work through it alone. But ultimately, when I say that we want to embrace who we are as we are, and we want to take ownership of our life, and we're going to look at where we are right now and decide where we want to build and move things forward, it's from a place of empowerment. Because see, once you do this, then all the stuff that you go after, you're not chasing acceptance. You're not chasing validation. You're not chasing happiness, fulfillment, whatever it is, because once you embrace who you are, once you take ownership of your life, yes, you have goals, you have things that you want to achieve, you have things that you're working on, but you're going at it from a place where you're not chasing voids or trying to fill voids. You're fulfilled. So, but that's, you know, when I talk about why embracing who you are as you are is so important, that's why. So any thoughts that you have on this, definitely share them with the question. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just actually answer right there in app. You know, for anything else, head to the website, head to darrellperry.com. You've got my socials there, email, text, it's all there. So thank you as always for listening. I will talk to you again real soon.